You're listening to Steel City Music.
That's hilarious. That was the DG's You Should Be Dancing, and it's the Foo Fighters, everybody. Straight away, as soon as I heard it, I went, well, I guess Dave really did make $400 million in his career, and he just doesn't care anymore. He really doesn't. Hey, it's Steel City Music. It's Gunner here, hanging out with you, and I love that track. And, of course, the Foo Fighters, they've always done covers over the years. I mean, it's part of their... a part of their thing. I mean, aside from the hard rocking act that they were back in the 90s and going through the 2000s, they've always slipped in covers, so it's not really a big deal. And if you've ever seen a Foo Fighters show, they're amazing, and they do a bunch of covers, and they have a lot of fun. So there you go, man. So the DGs, and I think they nailed it too. So I like that they labeled it the DGs. Wicked tune. All right, so Here we go on Steel City Music. A lot of music and a ton of interviews. Steel City Music is a 7-hour show that gets broken up over different radio stations. And I have a whack of like Hamilton bands that I've interviewed and a whole bunch of fun stuff. So tune in, tune out. You can go to my website and download the shows. Though, sometimes it's a little bit tricky. I'm having a little bit of problems right now, but I will have them all up on there as well. Okay, so let's see now. Let's get to some news. Now that things are starting to open up a little bit here, and of course I'm doing this show out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Things are starting to open up now. We're getting to stage three, which means in your language it might not mean anything, but in our language it means that some things are starting to open up and restrictions are easing up and we can go into like restaurants and movie theaters. And that's like a really big thing for a lot of folks to be able to go see a movie. So on July 23rd, one of our local theaters here, not a chain theater, the Westdale, is opening up and they're pretty excited about it. So are we. So go to the Westdale website, click on their calendar, and you can find that at westdale.ca/calendar and check out what they have coming up. A lot of films that I've, some of the films that they are airing, I've seen. No Man Land, terrific. I should say Nomad Land, a terrific movie. In the Heights will be playing as well. So you can go check out that if you want to go see a movie. And they also have like passes and stuff that they like for $10 or like an annual fee. You get in a little bit cheaper on movies, that kind of thing. And, you know, there's always like these little packages that all small businesses offer, that sort of thing. So check it out, go through it, and if you can head over there and support them, please do if you're here in Hamilton, Ontario, or drive in, you know, come on in. You can drive here, it's all right, we don't mind too much. Everyone's getting vaccinated, right? Everybody is. Also, if you want to get in contact about promote your business, your band, your event, your charity event, and you want to let people know what's going on, you can get a hold of me at steelcitymusic.ca. Just click on the contact portion and let me know what's going on. Or give us a follow on Steel City Music Gram. That's SCM Gram. Also Twitter, Steel City Music Twitter. Notice I didn't say Twitter right away. I've been doing that a lot lately. And what else is there? Oh, yeah, Facebook as well. We got the Facebook page and we got the Facebook group as well. You can join up and post all your stuff there. And I talk about it on the radio show and all the other fun stuff. So there you go. Now, in this next set of music, a little bit of throwback angle for you. I was doing some reminiscing about fun songs that I used to love to listen to while wandering through a giant bar where people were dancing and having a good time. And there's been so many of those situations in my life, whether it be with a band, tour managing, or going to hanging out with friends and pals and that sort of thing. So I don't know. It just kind of hit me. And it was it started off with the Block Party bouncing around in my head. It was I Say Disco, You Say Punk, the old days of Club Absinthe and the Live to Airs. And maybe it was a trigger because I saw that Absinthe is opening up now and their patio is opening up here in Hamilton, that sort of thing. So I started thinking about some of the DJ sets we used to put together, that sort of thing. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to put some music together here that you would have heard live to air and what we spun in the club. So there you go. Straight up, Death From Above, 1979, Romantic Rites. Such an amazing track. This is the extended version, if you will. It was always fun to spin this track, and I've always loved Death From Above, 1979. I think I caught them back in the day here in Hamilton at a club called The Underground. I don't know if you were around back then, but it was a kind of an interesting club to go check out bands. It was huge, really. Underground kind of vibe. Block Party, Banquet was the other track. Great, great, great dance tune, rock out tune as well. And this track from a band who I never thought, I thought would be a lot bigger, TV on the Radio, with the track Wolf Like Me on Steel City Music. Cause I cannot
Steel City Music.
Defenders of the Earth. I think I have a vague recollection of that cartoon. I'm not sure. I don't know. I got to check the memory banks for that one. Okay, so I guess we should get right to the old chase, folks, when it gets down to the dirty nil. the little trio out of Dundas that makes a lot of noise and makes me laugh all the time is going on the road finally. So there you go. I just read a little thing on their Facebook page. Your boys are back. First, we're hitting the road with the incredible The Menzingers and also their new pals, Warriors Music, for some big time rippers. And of course, I read it as didn't include the at thing. So it's just Warriors. So there you go. Tickets are on sale now. The next time you can catch them, they'll be full force playing your favorite F Art songs. And for more, some headlining dates in this November that's coming up. So tickets are on sale, at 10 a.m. Friday morning. So as you're listening to this, the tickets are on sale. Okay, so what dates are they doing? You know, let's just get right into the dates. December 17th, London, Ontario. December 10th, Brooklyn, New York. December 8th, Philadelphia, Washington in December on the 7th. On the December 4th, they're in Nashville. 3rd, St. Louis of December. In Columbus, Ohio on December 2nd. In November, Pittsburgh on the 30th. And also here locally, part of this thing, St. Catharines on November the 11th. And on the 18th, Buffalo, New York. So odds are there'll be more dates being added, that sort of thing, because this is a bit away. But this is some really good news for everybody, right? You finally get to see your band, man. All right, coming up in this set, you will hear the Von Bondi, some Marble Index, some Beach Slang, some Bob Mould, because all of this kind of goes with the old Dirty Nil. Ah, and there they are. Kicking off this set of music, the Dirty Nil with Damage Control on Steel City Music.
Damage control.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
come on, come on. The Von Bondi's right there. Hey, it's Gunnar, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music. Okay, so I don't know. Do you read the spec? I read the spec. I've been reading the spec for years. It's just one of those things, right? I go over to the spec. I read it to find out what's going on around town. I've been doing that for years. Graham Rockingham, who's been a longtime writer of the spec, my God, I think over 20 years now, if not longer, he reached out to me and said, "Hey, Gunnar, you're doing a bunch of radio shows, and I think it's time that you and I had a chat." And I was just like, I've known Graham forever, but we've never like interviewed one another and talked about what the other person did, that sort of thing. Even back when I was doing the program director stuff at the Hawk, I don't know, we just never kind of hitched up. And we know all the same people. We do all the same things, promoting what's going on, what's coming to town, that sort of thing over the years. So it was nice for him to reach out. So I don't know if you've read the article or not, but it comes out Thursday before the Hawk show. So I haven't read it yet. So, but I did get some photos done, which is hilarious because I didn't have any, right? And Graham's like, "Well, I'll send a photographer over to you." And I'm like, "I'm not in the radio station. We've been doing like these pre-recorded shows, right? Because of the stupid pandemic." And I'm like, "What could I send?" It's just like, I don't have anything, right? So he was nice enough to send a photographer over at CFMU where I do another radio show. And Jamie Tennant, the program director, was like, "Yeah, sure, man. Come on in. You know, there's no one on the air. Get some photos of you behind the board, that sort of thing." So I'm not sure which photo will be... will be used, but there's one of me and I'm holding my knee and I'm the whole time I'm like going, I'm just making fun of myself. I'm just one of those guys. Like, so there's another photo of me in the lobby right under the CFMU sign. So I'm hoping that's the one they pick. You know what I mean, right? Cause you go through this too. Like when you look at photos of yourself, somebody's going to pull out like a photo album at a dinner or something. "Oh, remember when so-and-so was this small?" Like, "Oh God." Or someone's going to post a picture of you online and you're just like, "Oh, for the love of God, really? Is this what we're doing here? Look how I just kind of make fun of myself all the time." And it's not because, I don't have any self-confidence or anything, but it's just, you are who you are as a person. But I don't know. I just keep making fun of myself. Oh, I'm sure a lot of people are going to make fun of me anyway. So I'm kind of used to that. So anyway, it was a good time. And thanks, Graham, for talking to me for an hour and a half on the phone and swapping stories and sharing stories about different things, different people we knew that were an influence on us here in Hamilton that have helped us out along the way. So hopefully I covered off on everybody because I'm not really used to talking about myself. I mean, sure, I do a website and talking about music and culture and all the other fun stuff or going on the air, but I'm not really used to promoting myself. It's just my first nature will always be to promote others, pump up their tires and let people know about, you know, what's great about them, that sort of thing. So it was kind of weird talking about myself. So hopefully Graham made some sort of sense out of all of that, or it'll just be a blurb. As long as he gets the radio station's names right and Steel City Music name right, then I think everything will kind of work itself out. So there you go. Closing out this hour of music, I was thinking of my buddy Gene Champagne. It was his birthday recently, so I'm going to throw in some Ramones, Bop-Til-Ya-Drap, as he would say it, Goo Goo Dolls, Long Way Down, of course, Buffalo Tom, an oldie but a goldie, Velvet Roof, love it. And... we'll start things off with like a classic rock song. Huge, huge riffy rock. Everyone knows the riff. Smells Like Teen Spirits. Nirvana on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
Oh, stick them up. Give me your money. You act like a big shot, but you're really a dummy. They won't show blood. They won't every drop. Back to your trap. Back to your trap.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Tears. We can work it out.